What about this news? Love Island contestants will wear second-hand clothes for the first time in the history of the show as ITV partners with eBay. And this is for season 8. Producers of the hit reality show have ditched fast fashion brands and teamed up with the online marketplace in a bid to become more eco-friendly. Islanders will wear pre-loved clothes this summer with a shared wardrobe situated in the new villa for the first time ever to extend the life cycle of clothes. ITV producers say they hope the landmark move will inspire viewers to make more sustainable fashion choices. Sustainable textile educator from Greystones, Barbara Connolly, is on the line. Hi, Barbara.
Morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Is the tide turning then?
Oh, well, I hope so. Very, very slowly. But, you know, slow is good. If we can get it moving in the right direction, we're happy. I think, yeah. Having read this article, though, Declan, while it's amazing to have a platform like this talking about sustainability and showing that people can share clothing and use upcycled clothing, part of me is saying, is it a reaction to the contestant in 2021, Brett Stanilan, when he protested outside the fashion show of a fellow contestant who had been made creative director of Pretty Little Thing? He went and online and on his social media platforms, and you know, his slogan was nothing pretty about wage theft, while his fellow contestant Molly Mae Haig was actually showing her fashion show for Pretty Little Thing. And the production team had to do something as a reaction to that.
Mm. Right.
And I think this is where it's coming from. I think, you know, they're not stupid. They realise that all of the people, that the young children, the young teens that watch Love Island are seeing what's going on. And there has to be some kind of optics. And this is the optics. And I hate to say, you know, I'm sure we're all trying to do our little bit for the planet and to heal the planet. But, you know, I suppose the skeptic in me is saying, is it that? You know, this is a show.
But you're going to take the win anyway.
An influencer show. We're going to take the win, of course. You'll always take a win when people are talking about something positive, and this is a very positive move. You know, this show is full of beautiful bodies. You've got Millie Court. There was 127% of a rise in the search for a marble dress that she wore. So it has been pushing the fast fashion wagon all along. So any kind of change in the right direction is good. Of course, I'm delighted to hear this. You know, these kids are influencers. They're nearly being as manipulated as the people who are buying the fast fashion. You know, they can purchase through the show app even. So basically, Love Island has an app, and I didn't even know this until I read all this article, that you can go on live on the show and buy the clothing in the past that the contestants are wearing. I mean, it's a marketeer's dream. This is the kind of marketing, you know, that we've never had before.
It's excellent marketing. I mean, ITV is a multi-million pound organisation, and it's as well, you know, if it doesn't provide the entertainment and what people want, its profits are down, so it obviously has to respond to what's going on. Will they take a hit on this in some way, do you think? Because presumably the commercials won't be there from the big brands if they're trying to push sustainable fashion.
Well, I think there's no one going to take a hit. I think eBay are going to be delighted with themselves, because the interesting thing about eBay, if you go on eBay, is this is going to drive sales to an eBay site, obviously. They haven't got very provocative clothing for secondhand. They've got a few bits and pieces, but they sell fast fashion too on eBay, right? So it's going to drive sales to the site, hopefully, and, you know, with the best will in the world, people are going to try and buy secondhand if they can, if they see something that they want. But also eBay sells fast fashion. So there's other, you go on eBay, if you put in swimwear on eBay, for example, you're going to get a plethora of fast fashion items before you actually, you know, dive down deep into the site to find the secondhand clothing. But it's all good, because every little thing, a bit like, you know, the manipulation that goes on online, this is at least making people think, okay, so you can actually share clothing. I think it's going to be very interesting in the fact that they're sharing a wardrobe. because it'll be first up, best dressed.
But listen, about this though, I mean, are these fashions retro by their very nature, the fact that they're old?
No, I wouldn't think they're old. No, I think they're going to be very of the moment, because people who are in the know sell clothing that they bought. You know, if they're buying it for, let's say they are an influencer, perhaps they're selling it online. So it could be very current. I don't think it's going to be retro at all. I don't think, you know, we're going to go back to the Castaway or anything like that. I think this is going to be very current, and they probably have a wardrobe. I mean, to be honest with you, while I was preparing to come on the show with you, I was thinking, what would my favourite green island be if I was doing this? And mine obviously would be a more natural one, where none of them wear makeup. No one has enhancements. No one's allowed on the show with enhancements. They all have a natural beauty. And let's face it, that's the way we have to get back to, because it's all this stuff that people buy that really they don't need. These people who are on this show are beautiful naturally. They don't need all this enhancement. You know, I'll get a few sewing machines out to the island, and I'll give them one of my upcycling classes. And I'm happy to swim in turquoise sea every morning. I'll do the show for free. You know, I'd be happy to do my workshop. I'll teach them knitting in the evening. They can knit their bikinis and their swimwear if they want, or, you know, a bit of crochet and a bit of fishing in the evening. I think that would be a far better show, personally.
But listen, shouldn't we be getting back as well to the style of manufacture of the processes? I mean, the amount of dye, the unsustainable cotton, the plastic, based on oil, we'll say, oil-based clothing. That's where we should start as well, though, isn't it?
Well, yes, and that's what I go into all of the secondary schools, teaching that to TY and other students. That's what it's all about. It's all about looking at the labels inside your clothes. And my experience in going into the schools, the kids don't even know there's labels inside their clothes because they don't know anything about washing clothes. Or it amazes me when I'm giving my sewing and upcycling classes, you could get a sixth-class kid or a first-year kid. They have never handled an iron in their life.
I'm not going there for that discussion, by the way.
Why? Because you don't iron your shirt.
Oh, I really. I've put it away.
I've got the wire together and put it away.
Yeah, so that's what that is.
We need to get back to all these basic skills where we look after our clothes. We love our clothes. So the main thing is that we buy good quality clothing that we love. We wear regularly. I mean, look at all these stars. There are so many stars now that are showing up on the catwalk time after time. Livia Firth, for example, Emma Thompson, they all wear clothing several times. And I applaud that, and we have to start applauding that. I personally wear my clothes. I bought stuff for a wedding. I wear it everywhere. And people say, oh, I saw you in that before, and I really like it on you. That's what we have to get back to. Not wear it once, discard it. That is what is driving this absolute waste. And there is one truck per second being dumped in the world somewhere. One truck load of clothing being dumped or incinerated. Okay.
Well, with that thought, Barbara, maybe it's the start of something big with Love Island. Great to talk to you, as always.
I'm always happy to come on and talk to you about this subject. It's my passion, as you know.
I do indeed. Thank you very much indeed. That's
nice
sustainable
to you. Take care
textile
now.
Educator Barbara Connolly there from Greystones.